earlier in the day, VGK went out and lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Fortress last night. Final score 5-3. VGK now leads Minnesota by just 3 points for the second wild card spot. More postseason basketball for the Runnin' Rebels. UNLV is taking part in the NIT tournament. They're in New Jersey tonight to take on Princeton. The Tigers are 2.5-point favorites. 5 o'clock tip-off. UNLV women's basketball is preparing for Creighton in the opening round of the NC2A tournament this weekend in Los Angeles. The Lady Rebels are 1.5-point underdogs. Tip goes up at 4 o'clock Saturday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. In fact, you can give us a shot for free.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Slow but steady goes the drive up and down the resort corridor between Russell Road and Sahara. No accidents being reported actually on the freeways right now. You have that west side wreck at Tropicana and Durango still being worked out. Also a pair of east side accidents, hit and run at Sahara and Nellis. Another one at Desert Inn and Maryland Parkway. Going to be warming up today, closing in on 80 degrees this afternoon. Should top out right around 78 today with sunny skies. 54 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a
So I'm watching the Golden Knights game last night, and I'm trying to sort through the standings and the playoff standings and the final wild card spot. And I'm more confused now than I was last night. That's why we've invited Mark Thomas from the sports desk to come on down and have a go at this thing. Where do we stand, and how bad a loss was it last night for the playoff fortunes of the Golden Knights?
I would not call it devastating. It hurts at this time of year, sure. There are only, 14 games left on the schedule. They've got right now, if it ended, the Golden Knights would be the final playoff team in the Western Conference. They're holding a 10 seed. Or a 10th place, which is the second wild card. Now they are 3 points ahead of the Minnesota Wild and 4 points ahead of the St. Louis Blues. But last night was a chance to extend that lead, which that's just too close for comfort right now.
Yeah, yeah. What are the problems that face the Golden Knights? I mean, in these final 14 games, I keep looking at goaltending and thinking the goaltending's got to be better.
Oh God! Last night goaltending was atrocious. Aiden Hill gave up 2 soft goals, and I really feel like that was the difference. And third period scoring, allowing goals in the third period, has been an ongoing problem for the last solid month. Looked okay in their last game in the third period, but last night looked like. The past 4 or 5 games gave up another 4 goals in the or 3 goals in the third period this last night.
Yeah, yeah. It just the goaltending's got to be better. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite? Logan Thompson, Aiden Hill.
Oh boy, at this point, I'm not sure either one's playing all that solid. But yeah. I think you give Thompson a shot at it now, especially after a rough night that Hill had. Give up 4 goals on 20 shots. You like to see 90% stoppage there, not. What is it, 70?
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's not good enough. And again, getting into the Stanley Cup playoffs is great, but when you're the last wild card, you're going to see some pretty good teams in the first couple of rounds. In
True.
Fact, you're going to find the best teams.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. Everyone's so bunched up in the wild card and the Pacific standings that – Golden Knights are really only 2 points ahead of, or behind, rather, the Kings, and could easily just slide into that. They could even catch, I don't know, at this point being seven points behind Edmonton is a lot to ask with so few games left to play, down to their last 14.
Yeah, and of course there'll be a lot of scoreboard watching between now and the end of the regular season. We'll see how it all plays out. Mark, always good, man. You've helped end my confusion. I think I've got a better handle on it now. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Happy to help.
There you go, Mark Thomas from the sports desk. We'll be checking in with him a little bit later on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining. Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt. and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quintz for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quintz. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quintz is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quintz to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quintz for Congress.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I really love these people. In fact, we're going to be joined by Paul Enos at the top of the hour. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking. I want you to hear from Dan Turner. He is an advocate for the oil and gas industry and was on with Laura Ingraham last night. I don't know if you caught this. Today is a big day. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is going to introduce a new rule, and it's bad for those of you that believe that we should have choice in the type of cars we buy, electric, hybrid, or gas-powered. I'm going to tell you where I am. I would not set foot in an electric vehicle. It just scares me to death. I mean, it really does. This was Dan Turner, though, last night on with Laura Ingraham. What will the EPA rule mean to the auto industry? And in my view, it looks like it may collapse the auto industry. This was Dan Turner last night.
The EPA is set to issue new guidelines as soon as tomorrow. That would basically require car manufacturers to produce electric vehicles beginning in 2027, just as people don't want them. And the new push will also target, and this is key, gas-powered vehicle emissions. Joining me now, Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power of the Future. Daniel, China will dominate the world market in EVs. That battery factory story was interesting that we just did. But if Trump doesn't win and reverse this, what will this mean for Detroit?
Yeah, the Biden administration will definitely use their coercive power of government to regulate the fossil fuel industry out of existence. And that means gas-powered cars, as well as all gas-powered appliances, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, et cetera. So these emission standards that are going to come out tomorrow, I haven't seen them, but I'm 100% certain they're going to be incredibly punitive because, as you mentioned earlier, EV sales are dwindling. And so the only way to make people buy an EV is to force them by eliminating the competition. And they will use the power of government to regulate out of existence the big three and all other free market products that they don't want you to have anymore.
Yeah, Trump, you know, they went after him because he called it a bloodbath. We know what a bloodbath is in the automobile manufacturing market. It would just mean the closure of American car companies. That's what he was getting at. And what about the lie at the same time that this is better for the environment? That's a constant lie that's told about electric vehicles.
Well, EVs, all of the adjectives they use, they're carbon neutral, they're green, they're clean. Those are all made up terms, just as made up as Jennifer Granholm's statistics there that by 2030, 50% of EVs, 50% of cars will be EVs. These are all arbitrary numbers pulled out of thin air. They're not based on free markets or free decisions. They're based on politics. But the problem is that when you have the power of government to force a political decision, well, you're going to wield it without care for freedom, for free people, for your property. So it's going to be really, really devastating. And look, we've seen EV manufacturing plants move to Mexico. And the company that did so, this is so offensive. They said Mexico does this very efficiently. No, they don't. I mean, Mexico doesn't have an OSHA. They don't have an EPA. They don't have labor unions. They don't have to give you weekends off.
Of course not.
So that's what they're going to do. They're going to drive out businesses and they're going to move overseas.
That's what I think is going to happen, too. It's going to kill the automotive industry. We'll be interested to see what the EPA comes up with or if they dial it back, because there's been a huge blowback on this rule. 2032 and 70%. Those are the numbers to look at. It was a busy news day yesterday. Yesterday before the before a House committee, Mark Milley, the retired general, answered some pretty tough questions on the retreat from Afghanistan. This is cut number three yesterday on the Hill. And this is a little scary that it comes down to whose fault was it that 13 great American patriots died at Abbey Gate. It didn't have to happen. It did not have to happen. This was General Mark Milley, retired yesterday in Washington.
General Milley, you mentioned how you had suggested a minimum of 2,500 troops to remain. Who rejected your advice? Was it the president? Did you ever get a written or oral feedback as to why they rejected that advice?
Well, again, I can't say, you know, the president said this, president said that. That's beyond the scope of the law, or actually with executive privilege. But it's obvious that the president made the decision and the president made an announcement on the 14th. And our recommendation was, as I mentioned, or our thoughts at the time was, as I mentioned. And every president has a right to make those decisions. He's looking at things from a much wider angle than a military angle. Our military assessment was keep 2,500. And with them, it's not just 2,500. It's 2,500 plus the NATO plus the contractors.
Right.
And the contractors are key here. And then that, we thought, our assessment was, that would keep the Afghan government, the military, stable until such time as a diplomatic outcome could occur in accordance with the conditions set in the Doha Agreement.
In retrospect, would that have made the difference?
I mean, we'll never know, I guess, because it didn't happen. So I do think, though, that I believe that the Afghan government, the Afghan security forces would not have collapsed in August of 21 had we maintained that posture. Those were high-end special forces capable of defending themselves and conducting operations as they had been for a while. And I think my assessment, probably moderate to significant risk on U.S. forces, but is that worth that risk? Again, the Doha agreement had conditions, but here was the problem for two presidents. Nobody that I recall, nobody, zero, could coherently argue how it would end or how those conditions, the diplomatic conditions, were going to be obtained.
General Mark Milley testifying before a House committee yesterday. I'm just going to tell you, it didn't have to happen. 13 brave Americans lost their lives at Abbey Gate, and it did not have to happen. That's what's so sad about it. The other big news, and this is kind of an ongoing story, the fact that Donald J. Trump is trying to raise $450 million. He's gone to 30 private firms. None will issue a bond for that. Will they end up padlocking the door at Trump Tower in New York? Will they really do that? That is unbelievable. In fact, Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax yesterday. This is cut four, saying that he predicts that Trump will actually prevail in that appeal in New York. Listen to this.
Well, it's unconstitutional what the state is doing. It encourages lawless judges to simply impose fines that are so high that nobody can ever get the bond to appeal. And it means that they preclude themselves from being reversed on appeal. It's unconscionable. And the state of New York has to change the process. I would hope that the New York Court of Appeals would do something about it. It just gives the judges the incentive to impose high fines to avoid being reversed on appeal. In this case, the fine was outrageous and will be lowered on appeal. Nobody has ever heard of a fine of close to $500 million without a finding of any damage whatsoever. Nobody was hurt. No lender, no bank was hurt. The money was made up, $450 million. And the purpose of imposing so high a fine was precisely to prevent the appellate courts from slapping down the judge and saying, what are you thinking? That kind of money for this kind of event, it's a cruel and unusual fine in violation of the Eighth Amendment. And the process by which he's being denied an appeal is also in violation of the Eighth Amendment. I hope his lawyers will bring these matters to the attention of the higher courts because it affects not only Donald Trump. This kind of a tactic, this ploy, could be used by judges against anybody. Impose a high fine.
Yeah.
Possible for you to raise the bail and then avoid being reversed on appeal.
Professor, you've been involved in a lot of big cases throughout your career. How would you assess the performance so far from Trump's attorneys in this case?
Well, Trump has had a hard time getting the top tier attorneys in many instances because there's an organization called Project 65, a McCarthyite left-wing organization, which has as its goal deterring lawyers from representing Trump. They file bar charges, including one against me, absurd bar charge against me, and any other lawyer who defends Trump. And I've had lawyers call me and say, we'd love to defend the former president, but we can't afford to have a bar charge. I'm obviously fighting mine.
Right.
Everybody should. But there's a systematic effort by this McCarthyite unethical Project 65 to prevent lawyers from defending Trump. And unfortunately, it's working.
Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax yesterday. I will simply tell you, I pray that this judgment will be overturned on its face, and that this is cruel and unusual punishment. There were no victims. None. Zero. The banks love Donald J. Trump. And for some reason, the judge found for $450 million. $450 million. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Paulino's coming up at the top of the hour from Nevada Trucking Association. All that and a whole bunch more still to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
the revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. We also call her Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. It is not just the long life era, but life itself is full of so-called eras. What are they and how do you define them?
I love this so much because there's so many epiphanies in the answer. So we start out with childhood, first 18 years. Second 18 years, young adulthood. That takes us to 36.
Okay.
Midlife, 36 to 50. 14 years. That is the shortest era of your life. The thing about this long life, let's start with the long life, is that long life, if it starts at 50, can last 50 years or more. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to live, love, and be happy, and to recreate everything that you got wrong the first half of your life and do it better the next half.
Can we explore the U-curve of happiness?
Right. So the U-curve of happiness states, and look it up, it's the data, is that you start out very, very happy and you're at the top of the U-curve on the left when you're about 11 to 12 years old. Gradually, it goes down into the bottom of that U where you are the most unhappy, and that is during midlife, hence the midlife crisis. When that is over, you start back up that U-curve all the way back up higher and higher to happiness the older that you get. And that is the U-curve of happiness. Makes sense. Those 14 years are so miserable. We all know it if we've lived through it. And then happiness becomes your number one priority.
And you can embrace that mindset at longlifemindset.com.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walk smirly down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
A new Emerson College poll is out. State of Nevada. And if you just joined us, Trump leads Biden 44% to 41%. So Trump is leading in a hypothetical matchup between Jackie Rosen and Captain Sam Brown. Brown trails, but only by 2 points. And by the way, there's 21% undecided. 21% undecided. That means there are a lot of minds that can be changed between now and, well, June 11th for the primary and, of course, November 5th for the general election. Stick around. Lots more to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I rose above the noise and confusion.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.